Today's shir is Masechta Hayriyas Daf Dalid. We will begin on Daf Gimel on the base, two lines from the bottom, Tani Rameya Mechayif. We had discussed in the previous shir in the Mishnah a situation where Beis Din issued erroneous psak, and as we have been learning, Beis Din issues an erroneous psak, and most of Klal Yisrael follows that psak. It's a situation where Par Helm Davish of Tzibur is brought, and the Mishnah taught us that Beis Din issued this erroneous psak, and then they reversed themselves, they retracted. There was a machloikas tanoim, and somebody still follows that erroneous psak, what is the din? And Al Gemara quotes a brisa that discusses the same situation. Tani, Rameya Mechayev. Rameya says that if somebody continues to follow this incorrect psak, he's chayev akar mechatas. The basis for Rameya's ruling is because this person, as we discussed in the previous year, should have made sure that he should have checked before he followed the psak if Beis Din hasn't reversed themselves. And if he hasn't checked, that's why he is held responsible in Zchayiv Karmachatis. Rav Shimon Poiter, Rav Shimon takes the opposite view. Rav Shimon's opinion is that since the person following the psak of Beis Din, he has no specific reason to have to check if Beis Din changed their mind, and therefore he's exempt from a Karmachatis. Rav Elazar in the Suffolk, Rav Elazar says it's a Suffolk, and as we explained, and we'll continue learning, Rav Elazar's opinion is that you have to bring a carbon ashram toloi. Bishim Simchas Amru, and Simchas' opinion is toloi. And ask the Gemara, what is the nafkamina between Rav Elazar's opinion and Simchas' opinion? They both use the word toloi. Amra, Rav Yochanan, ashram toloi kuminayu. The nafkamina between Rav Elazar and Sumchas is there a requirement to bring an Ashim Talim? Rabbi Elazar says that there is. Sumchas says that there isn't. Explain the Mefarshim. How do we understand what Sumchas says? Sumchas uses the words Talui, and yet the Gemara is saying that Sumchas' opinion is that you don't have to bring an Ashim Talim. How do we understand Sumchas' opinion? So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Tosfos Rosh. Both Rabbi Elazar and Sumchas agree that we have here a situation of suffix, a question of doubt. But when we speak about something being a suffix, when something being a question, there are different degrees of suffix. Sometimes you could have a 50-50 suffix. Sometimes you could have a situation where it's 70-30, but it's still a suffix. Rav Elazar's opinion, explains the Tosfos Rosh, is that this is a real suffix. It's a 50-50 situation. Is he exempt or is not exempt? And therefore, Rabbi Elazar says that he should bring an Ashim Tali. Rev Sumchas' opinion is that, in fact, it's still a suffix. We're not quite sure if he's absolved or not, if he's totally exempt or not. But there's more reason to believe that he didn't do something wrong than he did something wrong. And because it's that way, that's why he paskins that even though it's a suffix, an Ashim Tali doesn't have to be brought. And if we follow this svara, we can answer another question that the Mefarshim asked. Now that we're saying that Simchas' opinion is that an Ashim Tali does not have to be brought, so now, what's the difference between Simchas' opinion and Rav Shimon's opinion? They're both saying the same thing, that you don't have to bring an Ashim Tali. So where is the machlokes? Explain the Mefarshim that Sumchas' opinion is that there is no question at all here. On the contrary, Rav Shimon's opinion is that there is no suffix at all. And since there's no suffix at all, there's no question of Toli. Sumchas' opinion, as we just finished explaining, is that it's not that black and white. It's not like Rav Shimon says that there's no suffix at all. It's just somewhat, it's less of a suffix. And because it's less of a suffix, he doesn't have to bring an Ashim Tali. But indeed, Sumchas will agree that if somebody was mafresh, somebody took an animal to be a carbon Ashim Tali, according to Rabbi Elazar, what he did is meaningless. There's no suffix here. There's no Ashim Tali here at all. Whereas, according to Simchas, he didn't have to designate an animal as an Hashem Tali, but if he did, he would have to bring it. Continues the Gemara, Amar Reb Zeira, Moshe de Reb Leza Lamad Dovid Doima. How do we understand what Reb Leza is saying? Lodom, Shaf Achal Safak Chelik Safak Shumit. A person ate a piece of meat, we're not sure if it's kosher or not kosher, for Noidalah, and then he becomes aware of what he did, that the halach is that he has to bring an Hashem Tali. Continues the Gemara. As we've mentioned, there is a question, who is the one, and we're going to discuss this at length in that, on Daf Hey, who is the one that pays for the common parallel of Dov Shetzibur? Says the Gemara, V'loi Mibayi, certainly according to the opinion, the Tzibur Maisi, that it's the Tzibur that pays for the carbon parallel Dov Shetzibur. So Mefas and Mamilsa, it becomes well publicized, the Bezdin reversed themselves. That therefore, certainly, this person who continued following Bezdin's incorrect psak is obligated to bring an Hashem Tali. But even according to the opinion that it's the Bezdin that pays for the Hashem Tali, that pays for the Parham Davish and Sibur. So the Lord Mefarsa and Milsa. It's not that publicized that this the Bezdin reversed himself because there's no real way for everybody to become aware of it. Still, Iyab Shol. If this person would have checked, has Bezdin reversed themselves or not, have an Amrin Lake, he would become aware if Bezdin reversed himself, and therefore this person isn't completely innocent, and that's why this person has to bring an Hashem Tali if he followed Bezdin's Psak after Bezdin reversed himself. Continued the Gemara. Amr Rav Yossi Bar Ovin, Vitamer Rav Yossi Bar Zvida, Marshal the Sumcha Lemad Avadoyma. How do we understand Sumcha's opinion that doesn't require Nashim Tolu? Says the Gemara, Adam Shevi Kaparasa Ben Hashemashas. We know that all Kabbanis must be brought by day. If a carbon is brought by night, it's not valid. We also know that there's a period called Ben Hashemashas, a period of the day called Ben Hashemashas, which is a Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila. And therefore, here we have a situation. Sofik Mibay Joy, Miskapaloi. The Sofik is that he bring the carbon by day, and it's a valid carbon. Sofik Mishik Sheikh Miskapaloi, or did he bring the carbon only by night when the carbon is invalid? That in such a situation, and therefore if he brought the carbon in a time when he wasn't supposed to bring the carbon, the halacha will be that he brought Chulin Lazara. And if he brought Chulin Lazara, he has to bring an Osh. He did an Aveira. That the halacha is that A may be Hashem Tali, he doesn't have to bring an Hashem Tali. We could assume he doesn't have to bring an Hashem Tali because we don't have to, and the Gemara will explain soon why we don't make him bring an Hashem Tali. Before we go further, the Mefarshim asked the question, the halacha says, the Pasuk says, Allah Hashleim kol ha-kabona is kulon, that the last carbon brought every day is a carbon Tamat Sheben Abayim. So ask the Mefarshim, how could somebody bring a carbon after Tamat Sheben Abayim when it's already night? The carbon Tamat Sheben Abayim was brought in the afternoon. So how could it ever come a case where the carbon was brought at night? And that there should be a question, was it Ben Hashemashas or not? So I saw a number of answers to this question. One answer I saw to this question is that the drash that a carbon can only be brought after that a carbon can't be brought after Tamat Sheben Abayim is only midrabanan, midaraisa, it's valid. Another teretz that I saw is that din is only lechatchila. Lechatchila, one is not supposed to bring a carbon after the Tamat Sheben Abayim. But the yevid, if somebody brought the carbon after Tamat Sheben Abayim, as long as it's still day, it's a valid carbon. Another pshat that I saw, an interesting pshat from the Chazon Ish, a very bechiddush. The Chazon Ish suggests that this isser of bringing a carbon after the Tamat Sheben Abayim is only for the first person who brought the carbon after the Tamat Sheben Abayim. That anybody else after the first person who brings the carbon after the Tamat Sheben Abayim is not doing an Aveira, because the Isser of bringing a carbon after Tamat Sheben Abayim has already been violated. But the teretz that most Mefarshim fallow is based on a Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara Masechta Pesachim discusses a person who's a Mechusel Kippurim, a person who was Tamei and has to bring a carbon to complete his Tahara process. It's Erev Pesach, and such an individual may not eat carbon Pesach tonight if he hasn't brought the carbon. So although the Tamei Sheben Abayim has already been brought, he could bring his carbon in order that he should be able to eat the carbon Pesach at night. And therefore, that's this individual. But instead, and now the question is, when did he bring this carbon? Did he bring the carbon by day, and therefore the carbon is acceptable? Or did he not bring the, or did he bring the carbon at night when he brought Ben Hashmashes, which is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila? Continues the Gemara. Certainly, according to the opinion, Sumchus will hold that Bezdin is the one that pays for the carbon. And therefore, Loy Ferasim Amilsa, it's not well known that Bezdin has reversed themselves. Ella Filamandam at Tzibim Avim, even according to the opinion that the Tzibir pays for the Param Devish at Tzibir, and therefore, Mefasim Amilsa, it's quite well known that Bezdin reversed himself. Have Amrinan Lay, and if had he asked, people would have told him Bezdin reversed himself. Still, Hocha is suffering by joy and suffering Meshach Sheikha. It's no different than a suffix of by joy and Meshach Sheikha, where Ishal loy askich inish to Meshaili. Even if he had asked, nobody could tell him for sure what the status is, because Bein HaShmashis, as we know from a number of places in Halacha, is a suffix yoyim suffix laila. And therefore, the way most Mefarshim explain the Gemara is as follows. A suffix which is a pure suffix which can never be completely resolved is a suffix for which we don't bring an Oshim Toloi. Here too, we deal with a suffix that cannot be for sure known. We never will know if Bein HaShmashis is day or night. And since we can't know for sure if Bein HaShmashis is day or night, the halacha is that it's Oshim Toloi is not brought. Others explain, and similarly, just to connect it to our Gemara, here we can never know for sure if the person could have found out, did it on his own, or did it because he relied on Bezdin. It's a suffix that really cannot be completely resolved, and therefore, an Oshim Toloi is not brought. But there are Mefarshim that aren't so satisfied with this approach, because the person himself does know what he was or wasn't doing. And therefore, they take their mashah. Another Mefarshim take a very different approach to our Gemara. They explain the Gemara as follows. As we mentioned earlier, in Eretz Yisrael, Bein HaShmashis is Keheref Ayin. It takes just a moment. And therefore, the chances that the carbon were brought by Bein HaShmashis are very, very remote. Why are they very remote? By night, we know for sure that the carbon wasn't brought. Nobody would bring a carbon by night. Bein HaShmashis, given that it's such a short duration, it's highly unlikely that the carbon was brought by Bein HaShmashis. So we assume pretty safely that the carbon was brought by day, and it's a valid carbon, and everything is fine. Here too, if Bezdin issued a psak, and this person is saying he relied on that psak, it's a pretty safe bet to say that is a true statement, and therefore there is no need for Noshim Toloi. The Meloy Aroyim asks a question, why doesn't the Gemara explain that the case of Bein HaShmashis, the reason an Oshim Toloi need not be brought, is because it's a Sfek Sveika. It's a Sfek if he brought the carbon during the day, or did he bring a Bein HaShmashis? And then there's another Sfek, is Bein HaShmashis day or night? Answers the Meloy Aroyim that that's not considered a Sfek Sveika, because this entire Sfek is all based on the question, what is Bein HaShmashis, day or night? And therefore it's not considered a Sfek Sveika. So we learned in the Mishnah a dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai. Rabbi Kiva said that if the person went overseas and he said that's why he relied on the Psak Bezdin, he doesn't have to bring an Oshim Toloi. If he was at home, then he doesn't have that excuse. Amalei Ben Azai. Ben Azai said to him, Maishno mina Yoshev, why do you differentiate, as Ben Azai to Rabbi Kiva, between somebody who's overseas or somebody who's at home? So Rabbi Akiva responded, because somebody who's overseas, he's far away, he doesn't have the ability to know if Beis Din reversed himself, versus somebody who's at home could know if Beis Din reversed themselves. So says the Gemara, Shapa Kamalei Rabbi Akiva le Ben Azai. Isn't Rabbi Akiva's response to Ben Azai a very good response? So how does Ben Azai say? So says the Gemara, indeed. Ben Azai will agree that if the person is overseas, he has a valid explanation and he will not have to bring an Ashim Toloi. He didn't do anything wrong. He's exempt, and he's also certainly exempt from the Karman Chattis. What is the machloikas between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva? The machloikas says if the person is about to travel, Ben Azai chayiv, the Bebei says he's still home, and therefore he should have checked if Beis Din reversed himself. However, the Rabbi Akiva, he's potter. Why? Because even though he's still home, since ha'hichzik b'derach, he's already begun traveling. A person who's already begun traveling is preoccupied with his trip, and therefore he didn't have the opportunity to check if Beis Din reversed themselves. Actually, this Gemara is used by the Paiskim. They're used by the Paiskim la'aloch l'maisa in the case of an individual who has to say tefillas aderech. And the minig by many people is that they only say tefillas aderech once they're on the road. Not only do they only say tefillas aderech once when they're on the road, but they don't begin saying tefillas aderech until they're out of the city from which they're traveling. However, the Shaul's Tshuva Shvus Yaakov and the Michas Halozer say that our Gemara is teaching us that someone who's already hichzik baderech, somebody who's already about to travel, is considered like an individual who is on traveling, and therefore their minig was, the Michas Halozer's minig and the Shvus Yaakov says, that tefillas aderech should, if you know you're going to travel that day, you could say tefillas aderech, and not only you perhaps should say tefillas aderech immediately after Birchas HaShachar. The reason is because there's another issue regarding tefillas aderech, and that is the question that tefillas aderech should be said next to another bracha. It's a bracha because it doesn't start with the word baruch, and you should say after you said a bracha that begins with a baruch. And that's why a lot of people, when they say tefillas aderech on the road, they first eat something, which is somewhat complicated. It's complicated sometimes to eat when you're traveling. If you're going to, you can't have the food in your mouth when you say tefillas aderech. But if you say tefillas aderech immediately after Birchas HaShachar, you resolve that problem. The only issue is that you're not traveling yet. But our Gemara is teaching us that even if you're about to travel, the halacha perhaps is that's considered like you're already traveling. So the Mishnah taught us, Harle Beis Din Lakas Kalaguf, if Beis Din paskin to eliminate an entire mitzvah, that is not considered a case for Parhelm, Dovish, and Tzibur. And as the Mepharshim explained, because if Beis Din, that is such an obvious situation of that the Beis Din is incorrect, that there can't be a chiyuv parhel mdovish tzibur. And the Gemara explains how we know this. Tana banan, because the pasuk says, v'nelam dover, v'loy shiyamak mitzvah kula. Not that the entire mitzvah is eliminated. If the entire mitzvah is eliminated, then it's not a case of parhel mdovish tzibur. Ketzad. And the Gemara explains, and the Braisa explains itself. Amru, ein nida b'tayra, there's no parash of nida in the Torah. Ein shabbos b'tayra, there's no parash of shabbos b'tayra. Ein avodas kucham b'tayra, there's no parash of avodas zar in the Torah. Yoch yeicha yovim, we would think that the chiyah parah mdovish at Sibir. Tam aloymer, v'nelam dover, v'loy shittas ala mitzvah kula. If they try to eliminate the entire mitzvah, harei l'paturim, there is no din of parah mdovish at Sibir. Aval amru, if however Beis Din said, yesh nida b'tayra, there is a din of nida in the Torah. Havel habah shmeras yom k'neged yom potter. One aspect. Yesh Shabbos b'Torah, aval amoytz mershus hayochel ushus rabim b'Torah. Yesh avodz kacham b'Torah, aval mishtach b'Torah. Yochel yeh b'turim tamaloyim v'nelam dover v'loy kol haguf. Part of the mitzvah was eliminated, but not the entire mitzvah. Ask the Gemara in trying to analyze this brisa. Amamar yochel yeh b'turim. We would think that you potter, and the brisa is saying you potter if you eliminate the. There's no din of parham davish atzibur if you eliminate the entire mitzvah, and the Brice is also suggesting that there's no din a param davish tzibur if you even eliminate just part of the mitzvah? Ask the Gemara. Ibiki mitzvahs, b'ditl mitzvah p'turim. If there's no din a param davish tzibur when you're only eliminating part of the mitzvah, and also bekir kol guf p'turim, there's no din a param davish tzibur when you eliminate the entire mitzvah. So in my chayovim, where was the pasha param davish tzibur said? If that's what the Brisa is teaching us. Answer the Gemara, Tana Hochi Kakashalai. This is the way to understand the Brisa. Eime Dover, we would think that when the Torah says Dover, Kula Masa Mashmalai, that to be Chayiv a Parhelm, Dover Shetzibur, you have to eliminate the entire mitzvah. Tama Loimer, the Pasuk says, V'nelem Dover, that no, that the Dinner Parhelm, Dover Shetzibur only applies when you eliminate part of the mitzvah. My Mashma, how does the Brisa come to this conclusion? Amar Ula, Kribe v'nelem midover. As the Rishonim explained, the pasuk uses the words v'nelem dover. We take the last letter of the word nelam, the letter mem, and we put it to the word dover, and we explain v'nelem midover. If part of the mitzvah was eliminated, that's when there's a din of parhelm dover shetzibur. Otherwise, there isn't. Chizki Amar, Chizki says a different way how we know that the dinner parhelm davar shetzibur is only when part of the mitzvah is eliminated, not the entire mitzvah. Amakra, ba'os achas mikom mitzvahs. Mikom mitzvahs, the like kom mitzvahs. You eliminated part of the mitzvah, not the entire mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, mitzvahs, the Torah uses the words mitzvahs, b'loshen rabin. Tarti mashma, which seems to indicate that you eliminated. There are many mitzvahs, and you eliminated one of those mitzvahs. Answers the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, mitzvah ksiv. If you look in the pasuk, it's lashon yochid. The pasuk is saying, va'os achs mikom mitzvahs, that you eliminated part of the mitzvah. Rav Ashi says, the way we know that the parasha of Helam Dovah Shetzibur only applies when you eliminated part of the mitzvah, is because Yalef Dovah Dovah Mezakim Mamre. We learn a gzeirah shava from Zakir Mamre. We mentioned Zakir Mamre earlier in Ashurim, where the Sugim Sechta Sanhedrin, where somebody went against a psak of the Sanhedrin, the Ksibe, the Zakir Mamre, Kipalm Chadova, Lesosman Adova, Shigidl Chayomin Asmol, Mam Mamre, the parish of Zakir Mamre is in a case, a Minadova Velikaldova, where the Zakir Mamre is going against not trying to eliminate an entire mitzvah, just part of a mitzvah. As we learned the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, he doesn't say that there's no mitzvah tefillin in the Torah. He agrees that there's a mitzvah tefillin in the Torah. He just says that the tefillin don't have four batim, they have three batim or five batim. So we learn Gzeirah Shava, Apa Hirah, so too when it comes to the parhelm Dover Shetzibur, Dover only where he eliminated part of the mitzvah, the loikal aguf. If he eliminated the entire mitzvah, the parish of Parhelm Dover Shetzibur would not be applicable. Continues the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmu, Ein Bezin Chayovim, there is no din of a par helm dover shatzibur, Ach Yor B'Dovish Ein Tzedokim Moedim Ba. Until Bezin Paskin regarding something that the Tzedokim don't agree to. We know that the Tzedokim were those people who only believed in Torah Shvatzav, and they didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. And if it's something that even the Tzedokim agree to, there is no din of param davish tzibur. My tama, what's the reason? Zilkrei baravhu. This is something that everybody knows, and since everybody knows, it can't be considered a case of param davish tzibur. As the Chazon Ish says, this cannot ever be considered a case of someone is being toil of a bezdin, which we learned in the first mission of Amos Sechta, that to be chayiv a parham davish tzibur, you have to be toila bebezdin. Interesting to note, machloitis rishonim. How to understand what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul is saying? Tosfos learns that Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul has nothing to do with the previous case, with the previous Gemara. One din, says Tosfos, is that it has to be that you're not eliminating the bezdin, the Sanhedrin are not eliminating the entire mitzvah. And another rule says, now Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, it has to be Dover, Shein at Stoikim, Moedim Ba. These are two separate rules, because explained the Mefarshim in explaining Taisa's opinion. There are entire rules in the Torah that the Tzadikim don't agree to. So these are two separate concepts. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam seems to learn that Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is a continuation of what we learned in the previous Braisa. That just like if Beis Din were to eliminate an entire halacha, it's not considered a situation of parallel Davish and Tzibur, because since they're trying to eliminate the entire rule, everybody knows what they're saying is incorrect. Similarly, everybody knows what the Tzadikim is saying. Everybody knows it. It's so obvious. Even the Tzadikim agree to it. And that's why it cannot be considered the Beis Din issued an erroneous psak for which there's a chiyuv or parhel dovish of tzibur. However, interestingly, I saw that the Mefarshim, the Be'er Sheva, says a very interesting point. He says, let's say we have a question about a mitzvah. Is it a dovish tzadikim maidim bay, or is it a dovish enet tzadikim maidim bay? And it's very likely for that to happen, because we're not so familiar, we're not tzadikim, Baruch Hashem, and therefore we are not so familiar with what the tzadikim are or aren't maidah to. How should we view it? So he says that we should view it as a dovish enet tzadikim maidim bay, because he says, most of our Torah, and most of what we follow, is based on Torah Shabbat Peh. And therefore, we could assume that what we normally do is in the category of things that Ein Hatzdoikim Moedim Ba. We learn this Gemara and we assume that this Gemara is a very nice Gemara, but it has nothing to do in a day-to-day halacha. So I saw an interesting Hart Svi. The Gemara Masech the Yuma and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like this Gemara says that we know there's a Din Midoy Raisa of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. A person has to begin Yom Kippur before the Shkiyah, before Yom Kippur actually begins. However, the Gemara says in Masechet Yuma that if there are people who don't add to the day of Yom Kippur, and we know that even if we tell them to, they won't listen, we shouldn't say anything to them. Why? However, the Gemara qualifies, and so is qualified in the Halacha, that the concept of mutav sheishogin v'ayeh mizidin is only said on something which is not explicit in the Torah. Something which is explicit in the Torah, we don't apply the concept of mutav sheishogin v'ayeh mizidin. Says the Har Tzvi, we could apply that to our every area, to our, we could use the rule. Is it something that is explicit or not? We do or don't say mutav sheishogin v'ayeh mizidin with the rules that our Gemara is saying. Somebody asked him a question where there was a person who was killing flies. The flies were bothering him on Shabbos. It's certainly an issur d'oraisa to kill a fly on Shabbos. But the question was that even if he would be told, he wouldn't listen. Should he be set? Should something be said to that individual or not? And he says, since it's not explicit in the Torah, it's davish ain't it's doik and maidim bay, we apply the concept of mutav sheishogin v'ayeh mizidin. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that where is there a case that the halacha parhel davish and tzibur applies in the case where the Sanhedrin says yesh nida b'toyra ava bar shmeras yom keneged yom is potter. V'mai, why would there be a din of parhel davish and tzibur? Shmeras yom keneged yom aksiva. The parhel shmeras yom keneged yom is explicit in the Torah, because the Torah says the sofer law, from which we learn sheferes echad lachot, that she counts Shemar Shem Keneged Yom. So it's a Dover Shetztaikim Maidim Boy. And now we're learning that everything that Dover Shetztaikim Maidim Boy, the Pasha Parahelm Dover Shetzibur doesn't apply. Answers the Gemara, the Amri Bezin didn't say that there is no Pasha Shemar Shem Keneged Yom. They said, Harah Sharia, only that the initial act of Bia is Mutter with Shemar Shem Keneged Yom. It's only Gemar Bira, completing the act of Bira, is Asur. Ask the Gemara Hanamik Siva. The din of Hara is also in the Torah, because the Torah says it's Mekaira Ha'ara. Answer the Gemara to Amri, that Kedaki Asura, they only said, that Beis Din said that only natural relations are also with a Shemaras Yom Keneged Yom. Shalai Kedarka, but if it's not done in the natural way, Sharia, it's Mutter. Ask the Gemara, Haksiv, But the Torah says Mishkve Isha, and we learn from the Lashon Rabbim, that it's considered a even a Biyish like a Derech is considered a Biya. So again, it's a Dovashet Stoikim Moidimba. So the Gemara says, the Amri, the cases where Bezin said, Kedarka also feel her raw. When the bee is done Kedarka, even her raw is also. But it's done Shloi Kedarka, only Gemar Bihu Dasa, Aval Raw Sharia. Which that is not something which is explicit in the Torah, but really the halach is that her raw is also even Shloi Kedarka. Ask the Gemara, if that was the erroneous Pesach of Bezdin, so why is the Mishnah speaking specifically about a Shemaris Yom Keneged Yom? That halacha even applies by a Nida. El Olam B'Kehadarka. We're talking about a normal way of Bia. With Amri, and why are we talking about a case where they said Harah B'Isha Dovud Ksiva? The parasha of Harah is only by a Nida, not by Shemaris Yom Keneged Yom. That was the erroneous Pesach of Bezdin. And that is something that the Tzadikim don't admit to, because the pasuk of Harah is only by a Nida, not by Shemaris Yom Keneged Yom. Another case where Bezdin could have made an incorrect Pesach, and it's not something that the Tzadikim agree to, that a woman only becomes a Shemaris Yom Keneged Yom if she saw Dam by day. The Torah uses the words Kol Yemei Zoiva. And that is something that Stoikim hold that only happens by day, not by night. Bezdin made this incorrect psak, and it's not something that Stoikim are moited to. Similarly, Tanan, the next case we learned in the Mishnah, was where Bezdin said, Yei Shabbos B'Torah, Ava Moiti M'Rashus M'Rashus Potter. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, Hatzah Ksibay, the Torah, Tzah HaKsiva, the Pash of Hatzah is stayed in the Torah. The Torah says, Loi Tziyu, Masim B'Teichem. So it's a Dovah Shet Stoikim Maidim Ba. If it's a Dovah Shet Stoikim Maidim Ba, there is no Pasha Parolim Dovah Shet Tzibur. Says the Gemara, the Amri Bezin said it, so Dossar, only taking from Shus HaYokot to Shus HaRabim is Dossar. That's what the Torah speaks about, Hachnos Mutter, carrying from Shus HaRabim to Shus HaYokot is Mutter. That the Torah doesn't say, so it's not a Dovah Shet Stoikim Maidim Ba. Vibay Seima, the Amri Yitzah HuDasir, they agree Yitzah and Hachnos HaOssar, Moshe the Zayrik, handing something from one rishus to another, or throwing, is not the feirish in the Torah. To davish enet stoikim moidim ba. The Malay Royim gives another example what the Gemara, what the Mishnah could have meant. It could have been regarding the shurim, how much has to be carried to be chayiv. Where we know the Gemara Masech the Shabbos teaches us the different shurim, and those are all the rabbanon. The stoikim don't agree to that. Tanan, yesh avetz kacham b'Torah. The Mishnah spoke about Yesh Avetz Kachavim, Al Mishtach V'Potter. That somebody bows down is Potter. That's a case of Paralam Dovash Tzibur. Ask the Gemara again, V'mai, HaMishtach V'Ksiva. The Parash of Mishtach V'Ksiva is explicit in the Torah. The Ksiv, Lois Mishtach V'Le'el Acher. Answers the Gemara, the Amri, Ki is the Mishtach V'Kedarka. The Tztoikim, the Bezdin said that HaMishtach V'Ksiva is only us if that's the normal way of worshipping the Avodah Zarah. If that's not the normal way of worshipping this Avodah Zarah, it's not Asur, but that's not true. Because as we learned in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Hishtachava is always Asur, even if that's not the way the Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped. That's something that ain't a stoikim moidim by. Bibay Seima, Dam Hishtachava hu guf kedaku d'Asur. That Hishtachava is only Asur when you do it, when you did tishu daim v'reglayim. When the person lays down flat on the ground. And that is a mistake, because Ishtachva is also under all circumstances, but it's not something that's Tztoikim Moidim Ba. Ask the Mepharshim, ask the Sefer Be'er Sheva, why is it something that the Tztoikim are not Moidim? Since the Torah says the words Ishtachva so many times, doesn't the Torah come to teach us that Ishtachva is Osir, even when it's Shloi Kedarka, or even when it's not Pishudayim Reglayim? So answer the Mepharshim, that the Tztoikim say that the reason the Torah keeps on repeating this or Ishtachava is not to teach us all these details that we just learned. The reason the Torah keeps on teaching us Ishtachava is because to show us the seriousness of the Avera Avodah Zarah.
Therefore, it's tovish and it's toitim moidim. Boy Reb Yosef, ain charisha b'shabbos. If somebody, the Beis Din paskin, that there's no iser charisha b'shabbos, mahu, what is the halacha? Me and Rina, do we say, kim the kamoidim b'kula milsa? There are, Beis Din certainly agreeing that there is a din of Shabbos. It's only that they're speaking about this one rule of charisha. This will fall into the category of kibditl mitzvah, the key mitzvah stami. They're not eliminating the entire mitzvah. They're only eliminating part of the mitzvah. And therefore the parasha, parahelm, dovishot tzibur, is applicable. Oidilma, kim in the ka'akron le'el charishin kol ikr. Since they're eliminating the entire din of charisha, it's considered kakiris guftami. It's considered like they're eliminating your entire mitzvah, which we said in the Mishnah earlier in our shir, there is no din than a parahelm, dovishot tzibur. So Rishayim ask that Charisha is a pasuk in the Torah. And we just said that anything that Stoikim amoida to, anything that Stoikim amoida to, there is no din aparam davashat sibber. So what's Rav Yosef's question? So I saw three answers to this question. Taisha says that of course the Gemara doesn't mean Charisha, because Charisha is something that's explicit in the Torah. And as we have been learning, anything that's explicit in the Torah, there is no din aparam davish at tzibur. The only reason the Gemara spoke about Charisha, it's just an example, because since that's the first melacha that's mentioned in the Torah, it's the first of the Lama Tess melachas, so Gemara spoke about Charisha, but doesn't really mean Charisha. Another test that the Rishonim suggest is that Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Shmuel, that although we've learned in the previous piece of Gemara that Shmuel says that the din of Param Dovish Tzibur only applied the Dovish Aim at Stoikim Moidimba, the Stoik, Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree, and he says there is no such rule. A third teretz is that the Stoikim don't explain the Pasuk of the Charish Mikatsa Tishvais as we always explain it, but rather they explain that the Charish Mikatsa Tishvais, that the Pasuk is teaching us that Shabbos applies both Charisha B'Katzer in the winter and the summer. But not that the Pasuk teaches us that Charisha, that plowing is Aser. And therefore, this falls into the category of Dovish Einet Stoikim Moedim Ba. And the question is a very valid question. Toshma. So the Mara attempts to bring a Raya from what we said in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Yesh Nidah B'Torah, Avla Boa Shmeres Yoyim Neged Yoyim Potter. So, Resident erroneously Paskin, that Boa Shmeres Yoyim is fine. But by doing so, ha'akrin l'shmeres yoyim k'neged yoyim k'leker. They're eliminating that entire aspect of the halacha. And yet, the Mishnah uses it as a case where there's a din aparam davish tzibur. Amach Rav Yosef, responds, shmeres yoyim the k'minik k'shaninin. It's like we learned in Amud Aleph. It's not that they're eliminating the entire din of shmeres yoyim k'neged yoyim. They're only eliminating certain aspects, as we learned in Amud Aleph, the harah, or by day, by night, but not that they're eliminating the entire rule. Similarly, Tashma, we learned in the Mishnah, Yesh Shabbos B'Torah, that there's a din of Shabbos. Avla Moitz Mishus HaYochel Shus Rabban Potter. V'may, if you eliminate an entire aspect, it's the din of Davish HaTzibur doesn't apply, Ham Akron Lotzah Kalikr. Didn't in this case, Beis Din eliminate the entire rule of Lotzah? And so the Gemara here too, Hasnam Kedishaninen, as we learned on Amr Aleph, that they only eliminated Hachnasa, or they only eliminated Moshe Desire. Tashma, Yeshav Eretz Kacham B'Torah, Amushtach V'Potter. Again, V'may, V'makal Shtach V'Kalikar, aren't they eliminating the case of Shtach V'Kalikar altogether? And yet we see that the Din of Parahalim Dovish HaTzibur applies. Here too, says the Gemara, Amri Hashtanam K'dishaninen, not that they're eliminating the entire mitzvah, they're only eliminating aspects of Shtach V'Kalikar, as we explained on the bottom of Amr Aleph. Boy Rav Zeira, ask Rav Zeira the following question. If Beis Din said, Ein Shabbos B'Shvi'is, there's no din of Shabbos during the Shemitah year, what is the halacha? So ask the Gemara first. But my toe, how could Beis Din make such a fundamental mistake? How could Beis Din assume that there's no Shabbos in the year of Shemitah? Could they made a mistake? Could the Pasuk says, but then Kroah. The Pasuk says, we quoted the Pasuk earlier, B'charish u'b'katzer tishbais. So they learn, B'zman de'ikah harisha, in a year where plowing takes place,
Ikka Shabbos,
that's when Shabbos has to be
followed.
However, Bezman de Lekka Charisha,
in a year where Charisha is prohibited,
Shemitah year,
Shemitah is prohibited,
Lekka Shabbos. So now we identified how Beis Din came to make this mistake. So now the question of the Gemara is as follows. Mi'amir, kim de mekayim le'vishar shnei shvuah, since the Beis Din is not totally eliminating Shabbos, they're only eliminating Shabbos for 1 year, the Shemitah year. So it's in the category of bittul mitzvah zakim mitzvah dami, and therefore the din of parham davish atzibur applies. Oy dilma, kim de upnei le'vishvias, for this entire year, they're saying there is no din of Shemitah, there is no din of Shabbos. It falls into the category of kakiris aguf dami, as if they eliminated the entire mitzvah, which we've been learning. If Beis Din eliminates an entire mitzvah, there is no din of parham davish atzibur. Om Ravina. So Ravina attempts to answer from the following braisa. Toshma, navi shnesnaber la'akad davar medivrei Torah. If a navi, and a person who's known to be a navi emes, how do we know that the person is a navi emes? Because the person has brought maifis. He's done nisim, and it's clear that he's a navi. But if he comes to say that entire mitzvah doesn't should be abolished, he's chayiv chenik. If he's levitel mitzvahs or lekayim mitzvahs, if he only said that the mitzvah should be partially abolished, Rav Shimon Omer, he's potter from the chayiv misa. But by avodas kochavim, but let's say this navi comes to say that they should worship avodah zarah, afilo ama hayoyin oydoy lemach batlay. Even if he didn't say that they should permanently chas v'shalom worship avodah zarah, he just say worship it today and not tomorrow. Chayiv here is going to be chayiv misa. Machloikas tanoim, if the chayiv misa would be skila or chenik. Shmamina. So we see from here that this is that we see from here that ain't Shabbos b'shvius, because by avoid the zara there's a special chumra that even a partial abolishment is considered that he should be chayiv misa. So we see from here that only by avoid the zara, that it's in the category of bittul mitzvahs for key mitzvahs, and therefore there's a special rule only by avoid the zara, and otherwise it's considered bittul mitzvahs for key mitzvahs. Shmamina. And therefore, the din of parham davish atzibur would be applied if they say Shabbos is abolished for 1 year, but the Shemitah year and other years you should follow Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. Hayra Beis Din. V'yada echa men shetah. Beis Din made a psak, and somebody is aware that Beis Din made a mistake. V'amalahem, and he tells them, toyim atem, you are mistaking. Oy shlohayim mufla shabeis din shami. Or the Mufla Beis Din wasn't there. So Mefarshim asked, if the Mufla Beis Din, if the greatest member isn't a Beis Din, isn't there, so we're missing from the entire group of Beis Din. And we learned in our previous year that you have to have the entire Beis Din to be have a din of Paralam Dovash at Seber. So why do we have to have a special din of Mufla Sheba Beis Din? So the Mefarshim explained, sometimes the Mufla Sheba Beis Din is not there, but you could have proper quorum. You could have 71 people. We had yesterday, you could have 100 people. So certainly you could have 71 people, just the Mufla Sheba Beis Din is not there. He was substituted. Oish Echmem, Ger or Mamzer or Nosson. Or if one of the members of the Beis Din is a Ger or Mamzer or Nosson. So since he has this Psul Yichus, he's not supposed to be a member of Beis Din. Oish Zokin Shloi Roy Labonim. Or he's an elderly person who can't have children, so he shouldn't be a member of Beis Din. I raise that part. We have a very big machloikus rishonim. What is pshat zokin shloi roi lebonim?
Some rishonim explain that if the person is already so old that he can't have children, such a person can't be a member of Beis Din. Because since he didn't and won't have children, such a person doesn't have the proper rachmanis, and such a person should not be a member of Beis Din. However, other Rishonim take a stricter view. And other Rishonim are of the opinion that Shalai Roy Labana means that once a person becomes so old that he forgot what Sar Gidl Bonim is all about, such a person can no longer be a member of Beis Din. And now, go on to Mefarshim to explain, we could understand another way, the case where the Muflish of a Bezdin is not there. The Muflish of a Bezdin is the greatest member of Bezdin. He's the biggest Talmud Chacham. But let's say he's now so old that he can't have children anymore. He won't remember what Sar Gidol Bonim is. So it's a very interesting situation. He can't be on the Bezdin, but he's still the Muflish of a Bezdin, and he must be consulted. And if he isn't consulted, then it's not considered a case of a Ross Bezdin with a dinner parhelam davishat sibir should apply. Shinema, how do we know this halacha? The Torah here uses the words Eda, and the Torah says the word Eda regarding Bezdin that's going to give Chiv Misa. Ma Eda Amurim Lahalon, Kulam Roy Lera. Such a Bezdin has to be all members who are valid to be on the Bezdin. Af Eda Amurim Khan, Achi Kulam Roy Lera. And if there's a member of this Bezdin who wasn't allowed to be, who wasn't qualified, there won't be a din of Baal Ham Dovish and Sipra. Oishlai Muflish of Bezdin Sham. Manola. What? How do we know that if the Muflish of Bezdin isn't there, the Loch is, there is no din of Baal Ham Dovish and Sipra? Omer of Sheshis. The Kain Tana de Beir of Shmo. Neymat Omru. Hoyer of Dovish and Stoikim Moidimba. Why do we learn early in our Shir that if it's something that the Stoikim even admit to, Peturim, there is no din of Baal Ham Dovish and Sipra? Because since it's something so obvious, if they didn't learn it, we can't blame Bezdin. The same reason applies if the Muflish of Bezdin isn't there. If the Mufla would have been there, he certainly would have told them that they're making a mistake. So the Mishnah taught us, Sham Eda. The Torah says Eda regarding Chi Misa, the Nemakan Edim regarding the Parash of Haram Davish Tzibur, to teach us actually kulam ruin lai ra, that they all have to be roi lahi ra. The Hasmanola, how do we know that when it comes to a case of a capital trial, they all have to be people with the proper yichus? Damrav chizda omer krovis yatsu sham imach. The pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu regarding the first Sanhedrin, imach b'daimalach. They have to be people similar to you. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously had a perfect yichus. Then imach l'shchina. Ask the Gemara, perhaps imach means to say that they should be allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim just like you. Ela Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Krov Nosu Itach. From the word Itach, will an Itach B'daimalach, people are similar to you. Hayu Bezdin Shagigin. If Bezdin made a mistake, issued erroneous psak, Vosu Kol Shagigin, and the community followed that mistake, Mavi and Par, then Param Davish Tzibur is brought. However, Mazidin, if Bezdin issued the Psak deliberately, they deliberately issued an incorrect Psak. Of course, the Rishonim say it's hard to understand that Bezdin would have done something. So they explain that it's referring to a case that Davish Tzdoikim Moidimbar. And since it's a Davish Tzdoikim Moidimbar, it's like Mazidin. Even though the Tzibur followed them, they didn't realize that a mistake was happening here. Then the halacha is Mevi'in Kizba Se'ira, which is a regular carbon chattis. Shagigim. And Bezdin issued a psak for Shagig, Vasa Mezidim, but the community knew that Bezdin was wrong. And they still followed the psak. Harei l'Peturim. They don't have to bring a carbon. There's no parallel Dovish Tzibur, because the Tzibur did it, the Mezid. On the other hand, there is no carbon chatos, because a carbon chatos is only brought when somebody did an aver b'shagig. Here they did the aver b'mezid. Shagigin vasa mezidim. The Mishnah began. The Mishnah said shagigin vasa mezidim arei l'peturin. The diik is hashagig dumi b'mezid. If it was shagig which was similar to mezid, there would be a case. There would be chayiv a carbon chatos heichi dumi. What would be the case? Shahar Bezdin Shechel Mutter, a case that we discussed at the beginning of our Masechta. Bezdin Paskin incorrectly about a piece of meat being kosher, but this person, he intended to eat the kosher piece of meat. He didn't eat that piece of meat, he ate the non-kosher piece of meat. But that non-kosher piece of meat that he ate is the piece of meat that Bezdin said is kosher, they said so incorrectly. And that, it seems, the Mishnah is teaching us, there is a chiv karmach chatas. Lema tishar ha-dabai Rav Chama. So this should be an answer to a question that Rabbi Bachama discussed earlier in our Masechta, where Rabbi Bachama asked, is there
achiv chatis then? Or do we say that the person was relying on Bezdin? Because even if he would have known, he would have followed Bezdin's psak, and therefore he shouldn't be chayv karm chatis. Amalach. So now, don't we have an answer to Rambam Chama's question? Amalach. Mishum the tani reisha mezid nvasa shayin, because we learned in the reisha the case of mezidim v'asa shayyim, that's why Tana Sefer shayyim v'asa mezidim. But not that we should imply from there that if the shayyim duma demezit chayiv, it's just to remain symmetrical that the Mishnah used a similar wording, and therefore we can't make any such diuk, and we don't have an answer to Rabbi Bachama's question.